Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Helm. A Saudi Arabian takeover of Newcastle United is close to being agreed. Approval from the Premier League could possibly come within the next 24 hours, after the consortium proved the Saudi state would not have control of the club. Instead, the Public Investment Fund, which is set to provide 80% of funds for the £300 million deal, will be seen as a separate to the state and therefore allow the takeover to pass the Premier League owners and directors test. It was believed that a resolution came because Saudi Arabia settled an alleged piracy dispute with Qatar-based broadcaster beIN Sports, which owns rights to the Premier League matches in the Middle East. But reports have now suggested an agreement between the Premier League and the consortium was found prior to the news emerging on Wednesday, despite the two parties being set for arbitration on the 3rd of January. Saudi Arabian state has been accused of human rights abuses, but with the majority owner PIF seem to be a separate entity that is no longer an issue in the Premier League's view. The Premier League and Newcastle have so far declined to comment, but reports suggest that the next few hours could be crucial, as Mike Ashley believes the deal is just as close. A new dawn could be set, as Ashley believes that, of course, he could be moving on. He's openly said that he's more than willing to step aside for the Newcastle fan base. The takeover is nearing completion, and reports suggest that Steve Bruce would be staying in put while the conclusion of that deal is done. Of course, what the future lies for him after that is yet to be known. Into news when it comes elsewhere, and with Freddie Woodman, and he has reflected on receiving his Premier League debut ball. He made his Premier League debut back in August, despite the 4-2 defeat against West Ham. He insists it would have been unjust should he have made his Premier League debut away from Newcastle. 24-year-old was represented with a commemorative ball this week from his top flight bow against West Ham. He insists it's something that he's immensely proud of, and he'll be doing all he can to push the other goalkeepers for a first-team spot. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.